back to Sports Fan Football Sunday on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
It's actually the Wednesday version of Football Sunday in podcast form. And this one doesn't go over air either, so we can kind of talk as long as we want here, Jordan. I'm Jackson. What are you doing? You're playing on your phone? We have work to do.
Just doing some last minute research, man.
We've got a whole entire day to talk about after this, and we're getting started here, and you're on your phone. What?
Just trying to get my facts straight.
You're trying to switch out a running back in one of your nine leagues? What are you doing?
Two of those I'm still undefeated in. Just want to point that out. 7-0.
Definitely isn't the one where we got here at work that I'm in. That's for
that's
sure.
Not, well, that's because I'm 6-1.
Exactly. Not undefeated. And
but
realize.
I did beat you, so.
Yeah, you did. That was one of those weird weeks where nobody really played.
Sure. Yeah. Quotation marks here. Weird.
Yeah,
weeks.
A lot of bye week players and injured players.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we're here to talk about the game coming up tomorrow night as we're posting this thing on a Wednesday. You will probably get it on a Thursday as it is kind of getting up there in the hours, but we're looking at the Minnesota Vikings against the Washington Redskins. What about this matchup jumps out to you, Jordan?
You know, it's another ugly Thursday night matchup. The Redskins have struggled this year. We thought they'd be more competitive, but they've just been hit with so many injuries so far this season. And the Vikings, I mean, they're kind of on a roll right now. 5-2, their offense is clicking. They're firing all cylinders. Unfortunately, they will be without Adam Thielen tonight, who left last week's matchup with an injury. He will not be playing tonight. Stephon Diggs is your number one wide receiver going up against Josh Norman, Landon Collins, and that Redskins secondary.
Well, now at least they've discovered Kyle Rudolph exists, so that should help the Vikings.
Thank you. It's about time. I mean, my God, he had 6 receptions last week, had a couple yards, about 40 yards, and a touchdown, too. Great week. Finally, they're starting to utilize him and Irv Smith Jr. equally out of the tight end position. I think going into tonight, they're going to utilize that tight end position even more because, again, you're without your number one receiver, Evan Thielen. Stephon Diggs has had a nice couple of weeks he's putting together. So if the Vikings want to throw the ball, they're going to have to use their tight end position finally.
I was just looking around while you were saying that for the Vikings horn sound effect that I used to have in here, but I did some cleaning up recently and I did actually take that thing out, which is both a positive because I absolutely despise that stupid horn, but also a negative because it wasn't going to allow me to troll you while you were talking about all the good things that the Vikings can do. So I don't know where to go from here, Jordan.
You know, I always like when the Vikings score touchdowns at home. I don't know why. Not the horn. Okay. The horn is annoying. I'll agree with you there, but maybe it's just the Prince song that comes on afterwards. The whole place just starts dancing. You know, Vikings are celebrating the end zone. Usually Adam Thielen or Stephon Diggs got something planned.
Yeah.
I see like a smirky smile. I get it. You're a Packer fan. I'm a Bears fan. I get it. We're not supposed to like the Vikings. We're supposed to hate them. But I don't mind.
There's
seeing
nothing
them score
about the Vikings that are endearing for me. Unless if I have someone on my fantasy team, and unfortunately that was Adam Thielen, so he's useless to me this week.
That's rough.
What the hell does skull mean anyway? Really, what does it mean?
I mean, are you a Viking? I have no idea.
I'm not a person that does the dip. That's the only thing that Skol really reminds me of. Oh, Skol Vodka, right? That's one.
See, when you say Skol, I think of like a skull, like our head.
Oh, skull?
Yeah.
That's
the best I can do.
Whatever, man. I mean, I still don't have an answer to this all these years later, but it looks like the Vikings, I mean, all that said, they're a better defensive team. They're
no question.
Much better offensive team.
Absolutely.
And with all of that said, on paper, they're probably the best team in the NFC North, right?
Yeah. I mean, on paper, I think if you look at both sides of the ball, yes. Only because Packers defense hasn't really looked that great the last couple weeks. So I still think the Vikings still have the best defense. They're the best overall team. I don't want to go and say they're the best defense because I think that goes to the Bears right now. But the Vikings, I mean, they've been on a roll lately. We just talked about the offense finally clicking. Kirk Cousins has really gotten out of his slump. They're 3-0 at home this season. I think it's going to be 4-0 after tonight. Again, great matchup. I feel bad for the Redskins. I know they're without Jay Gruden, their head coach. They just let go. Usually, once you let go of a head coach, sometimes that new guy in charge kind of lights a fire under their ass, and they get a great game here and there. But eventually, that fire might run out.
Do you think they ever, well, we'll get to the Redskins here in a second, but when it comes to fantasy, I'm playing Kirk Cousins. I think this week that's a phenomenal matchup for him. And
absolutely,
if you're in a pinch I'm not saying start him if you have somebody who's, you know, obviously better, but Kirk Cousins right now is a startable quarterback until further notice. Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, obviously. Kyle Rudolph, just because of the lack of tight end weapons. Somebody's got him on a roster, but unless if you have somebody better, Kyle Rudolph's going to get some of those targets that an Adam Thielen wouldn't.
Yeah, Kurt, I mean, Kyle Rudolph, I mean, tech, he's only owned in actually 27% of the leagues right now.
Really?
Because he's got off to such a horrible start this year.
Potential for him, though, I figured it would be more than 27%.
I think it's a nice matchup. The Redskins are ranked 16th against opposing tight ends so far this year. They're going to utilize him more because Adam Thielen is out of today's game. So I like Kyle Rudolph. I think that's a great play. But my sneaky play tonight, how about the number two receiver who's normally in the slot, but with Adam Thielen out, Busy Johnson. That's why I like. He had 4 receptions, 40 yards, and a touchdown last week. He's slowly starting to get, he's had 4 receptions in 3 of his last 4 games for Minnesota.
Okay.
Again, he's worked out of the slot mostly, so you have Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs on the outside. Therefore,
well,
you
get Thielen a lot in the slot too, though.
Right, but therefore, you're not going to get that many opportunities.
Right.
But now with the guy injured, I feel like there's just going to be the opportunity of play. So if you're in a very deep league and you're really desperate for a player, I think it'd be a really nice play. The Redskins are ranked 23rd against opposing wide receivers in fantasy so far this season. I think Johnson would be a nice play for Minnesota tonight.
And defensively, too, you want to start the Vikings if you've got them. So you go over to the Washington Redskins side, and what is there really here that we can talk about? Peterson?
Maybe.
When is Haskins going to play?
Maybe the revenge game factor, sort of, I guess.
For Keenum?
No, well, for Keenum, too, I didn't think about that, but I meant Adrian Peterson.
That's true.
But now that you brought up Keenum, he's not a guy you're going to start, though. You're not going to start Case Keenum.
No.
Unless you're in a 2-quarterback league and it's like a 16-team league or something crazy like that, then you might not have a choice.
What a horrific league that would be to be in.
Oh, my gosh.
And see, that's what you got to try next. You got to try one of those extremely large 2-quarterback leagues. Are you in any 2-quarterback leagues?
I am not, but it is very intriguing, though. Not the 16-team league, but yeah.
Just to try something new?
Yeah, might as well try it, you know, mess around with it.
Once you drop down past the 12th best quarterback, there's a significant drop off there, right? 12 to 15, somewhere in that range. So having to play 2 of them,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. You might have to draft 2 quarterbacks. You're drafting a quarterback much higher than you would in a standard draft.
Right. You have to, just because of the position value. I mean,
this is how much we care about the Redskins right now. That we're going to talk about different draft strategies we're going to have next year. And this is what you got to deal with right now. If you're a person who has somebody on the Redskins as part of your roster, it's a trouble.
Yeah, the Vikings are ranked top 5 against opposing running backs in fantasy so far this season. Peterson's also dealing with an ankle injury, so there's a chance he might not even play tonight.
Right.
You know, that'll lead up until game time. Did have 20 carries a week ago against San Francisco in the mudslide monsoon game
over
in D.C.
Typically, those types of backs, now Adrian Peterson is a much different animal of a back, but typically running backs that get that many touches on a Sunday don't get that on a Thursday. You know what I mean?
I agree, especially when one's banged up.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't happen. But I will tell you one thing about this Vikings defense that honestly does not scare me anymore when it comes to fantasy matchups. Is a secondary. I don't know what's going on with Xavier Rhodes.
Rhodes open, baby.
It has been. I mean, he's been non-existent in coverage so far this season. I don't know if it's his lack of physical play, you know, when it comes to, you know, man coverage.
Yeah,
I don't know
pressing
what it is.
And all that.
Right.
It's been a struggle for him. They've been talking about him last year. It was becoming a problem. And now this year, there are people that think that Xavier Rhodes isn't going to be back with the team next year.
I know Terry McLaurin only had 1 reception last week. Again, terrible matchup weather-wise, and you're playing in the number 2 defense, the 49ers. Yeah, you still play top 5 defense here in Minnesota, but I'm rolling with Terry McLaurin. If you have him, start him.
Yeah.
You know, Vikings have struggled, ranked 27th against opposing wide receivers in the fantasy so far this season. Terry McLaurin, we know what he can do when he's healthy. I love that matchup. I love Terry this week.
All right, so I'll go down the list and you tell me whether or not they're startable, because I do agree with you on McLaurin. Case Keenum, startable or not?
No.
Adrian Peterson probably not playing.
Not for this week, no.
Thompson.
Thompson's not playing either, so no.
Man. Anyone else besides McLaurin at wide receiver?
Maybe Wendell Smallwood, if you're really in a pinch, he could be an intriguing option out of the backfield. But
I tried that out when he was in Philly and everybody was dead in front of him and that didn't even do anything.
Then you're pushing it, though.
Who's their tight end, man? Jordan Reed's out again.
He's still out. You have Jeremy Sprinkle is your starting tight end this year. He has had one reception in every game so far this season. His most in the game this year, two receptions.
He's consistent. Who do they have kicking the ball?
3 points each week in fantasy.
Who's kicking the ball? Is that right, really?
That's right. If you want 3 points, pick up Jeremy.
I wouldn't do it, though, if you're in a PPR league, because then it goes down to 1 or 2 points.
Oh, man.
You're not going to want to play with that. Who's their kicker, dude?
Dustin Hopkins. I don't know why I know that, but
no,
I do.
No, that's good. That's good, because he was, at one point, very accurate.
He was. He missed a field goal last week.
Okay.
I don't blame him. I think any kicker could miss one.
Are you picking him up off the waiver wire?
Not this week. I think there's better options. How about this? Minnesota's ranked 7th because opposing kickers in fantasy this year. I'm not even looking at that matchup, honestly.
Okay, you're just making that up. Okay. Dude, yeah, because I'm not taking him as a streaming kicker either. So you're left with McLaurin, and you're not going to play the Washington defense.
No. God, no.
This matchup, we're going to watch because we're addicted to football. We could find so many other things to do on a Thursday night.
You know, we just realized that we forgot all about?
What?
I'm just realizing this now. It's a revenge game for Kirk Cousins. I just put that together.
Well, this is a great matchup then.
It's a great matchup for Kirk Cousins.
Okay, so I'm
That's the lead of tonight, and we just forgot about that.
So you're going to have him scoring touchdowns, and then he's going to be screaming things like, "You fight that! You fight that!" on the side. That...
I thought I got
trademarked. I'm not watching the game.
Why?
I'm not watching this game.
Watch the Redskins.
They're going to get killed.
That's true.
Your final score prediction?
I think the Vikings are going to get 34 again. Redskins, if they're lucky, 2 touchdowns.
48-3. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Sports Fan Radio 1330.